Hey everyone, welcome to the Budcast. It's been a while. It's been like 2 weeks. We have some RSO. If you don't know what that is, it's Rick Simpson oil, and I'll go into it a little bit later. My banger's cooling. I dab this stuff. Some people don't. Koof is gonna eat it because it is 100% decarboxylated. It is an alcohol extraction. You can eat it. We don't know how it's going to taste. I dab it. It's not the best flavor when you dab it. It's not the best smell when you dab it.
It smells like chocolate just from the syringe.
This one doesn't.
Oh,
Keith has, what do you have?
Hellfire,
which is an indica. I have some memory loss, which is a sativa. I believe the stuff I have is 79%. Keith's stuff is 83%.
I am very nervous to eat this. It is black. Okay.
I need a...
Let's see.
Ugh. Flavor's not that great. It's very viscousy. Like, I have it just pooled in here. It reminds me of distillate. If you ever dabbed that.
You know, I think I'm gonna put it on this candy.
Yeah, that's what
I have a little strawberry candy.
That's what I thought
just
you were gonna do.
I was gonna lick it.
No, put it on the candy and like just swallow the candy whole.
No, I'll choke.
Or put it on like some peanut butter, I don't know.
So I gave myself...
About a dab that we do now.
Yeah.
It's like a longer rice grain.
Oh, it's bigger than a grain of rice.
Oh, shit.
That's like a sunflower seed.
It looks like a, what are they called? The roly-poly bugs?
No, a pill bug.
A pill bug. That's what it looks like. You got a pill bug on your little candy.
Gross.
Yeah. Bottoms up.
Bottoms up. It's candy.
Bon appetit. Does it taste okay?
Tastes like a really strong edible.
So you just...
It's not bad flavor, though.
Taste the weed.
With the strawberry candy, it helps.
Yeah. I gotta reheat real quick. Sorry if it's loud.
It definitely thickens up when it's in the mouth. What's my tongue look like?
Normal.
Oh. Is it still on the candy?
A little bit.
Okay.
Like a little layer. A Bob Ross scrapage.
Oh, jeez.
Here we go.
It's kind of spicy.
Sorry, I'll get into the details of RSO if you don't know what it is in just a second. I'm just trying to finish my dab.
This one's spicy when you dab it too, huh? This one was just spicy. It's an interesting flavor. It's not bad. I would not have liked it without the candy, I'm sure.
That can kick in. Well, you didn't really, like, did you put it under your tongue? Mm-hmm. So that can kick in anything from 5 to 30 minutes. For effects, and under the tongue, it'll last anywhere from 4 to 6 hours. Now, if you were to put it on something and just swallow it, and just have it absorb in your stomach, obviously it could take 1 to 2 hours for it to kick in, and then that'll last 8 to 12 hours.
Hmm.
Dabbing RSOs, it literally kicks in on the exhale, and then it does a steady climb for like 30 minutes. And then it hits you, and you'll feel the high for about 2 hours or so. And then it's, for me, it's a good, like, definite indica after the 2 hours. I'm exhausted, tired.
I don't want to munch into my speaker. So I have to chew it.
I did a big glob. It does come in a syringe. For easier distribution. Well, you gotta know serving sizes, like if you're actually doing it, because.
Yeah. It is an oral syringe, it doesn't have a needle.
Yeah. God, there's still some in there.
Need help?
It's gotta be reheated again, but. I just can't. I can't anymore. If you do decide to dab an RSO for the first time, I suggest you have nothing planned for the rest of your day. Because when it hits you, it hits you. So, RSO stands for Rick Sampson Oil.
I thought you said Simpson.
Or Simpson, sorry. I always want to say Sampson. Rick Sampson Oil. And basically, he was a Canadian, I believe an engineer, who worked around asbestos for a really long time. Something happened on a job and he hit his head and he suffered from dizzy spells and other like neurological disorders. Brought up the idea of cannabis oil to his doctor. His doctor shut him down on it. And so he basically came up with a team of people and got a supply of the plant and started kind of messing around with cannabis oil. Until one day he actually went to the doctor and had some spots checked, and they happened to be skin cancer. And so now he has this, you know, headache problem and dizzy spell problem and skin cancer. What he did was, hold on. Okay, sorry about that. As I was saying, Rick Sampson Oil. He had the spots on his body. And he took his cannabis oil, rubbed it on the affected area, covered it for 4 days. And when he undid the wrapping, the skin cancer was gone. The research that he did found that cannabis did actually attack cancer cells. And that's what brought him to the idea. It was some documentary that he watched. And so, yeah, basically after that, he just called it the Rick Sampson Oil. It's 100% decarboxylated, so you can eat it. That's how come you were able to just chat on it. It's topical too, so like if you have a spot, you can actually just rub it on your skin and it will be affected that way. And you can also dab it.
So you said it was extracted by alcohol. So
yeah, it's an
how
alcohol
is that
extraction.
Process?
I have no idea. You'll have to look up alcohol extraction.
I thought you looked this up.
Not the alcohol extraction. I didn't look up his job.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel something coming on.
Yeah. I noticed with the memory loss, when you dab it, it's like a 1-2 punch. It hits you,
And then it hits you harder.
And then it hits you. and like I said, it does like a steady climb. But you definitely know, like, once you're there. If you are a heavy dabber, or it takes a lot to get you up there where you need to be, try an RSO, because you only need a little bit, and it lasts forever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm already rubbing my eyes. Definite, like, I haven't really noticed anything between the sativas and the indicas other than the indica. It's definite, like, full body, relaxed. Where the sativa is still, like, full body, relaxed, but my head's kind of just going. And I feel like I can be active, but I don't want to get up. I know I can't get up. I wouldn't be able to do it. Like, I can't do anything. It's not like a... If you plan on getting high before you do an activity, you don't want to do this. Like, to get high to clean the house or get high to, like, mow the lawn or something, you're not going to be able to do any of that. You just...
You'll think about doing it, though.
Yeah, a lot. You'll think a lot. Paranoia level on these are pretty up there. If you're not expecting the high that you're gonna get, I noticed when I'm a little higher than I thought I was gonna be. Have you ever had that?
Honestly don't remember the RSO highs.
Oh. Because like I said, it climbs. So you do your dab. And on exhale, it's like you already start feeling it. And then it's okay. Like...
I remember now. I was texting you.
Yeah, you were freaking out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't like them.
They're up there. Yeah, it is like a steady climb. I think I'm still climbing. Like, because things are happening. Like, and this song is freaking long. Oh, cannabis is long. Oh, of course, it's an ad. What were we talking about? What's going on?
You kept talking about the climb.
Oh, the climb.
I kept climbing. And how you were still climbing.
I'm climbing.
I'm just thinking, stop. Stop saying it.
We have three of these. We got them for... Well, the two right here were 12. And I think this
12
one...
12 each?
$12 each. And then I think this one was 10 from Double Delicious. We have... which one's this one? Oh, this was... We have two from Medusa, which is actually Green 420 company. And then the Memory Loss is from Double Delicious.
So Hellfire and Nightmare Cookies?
Is Medusa.
And those ones are both indica, whereas the Memory Loss is supposedly a sativa.
Sativa. The Hellfire is indica. The Nightmare Cookies is indica dominant.
Okay.
Nightmare Cookies was the first one that I tried. And I actually didn't really know what I was getting.
You were just trying something
just
new.
Trying something new. And, yeah. I like how cheap they are. Sometimes they're a little bit more. But the place I went to, the dispensary I went to, they were all, like, I think the most expensive one was, like, $18 for the gram. These were, you know, 12 and 10.
I wouldn't mind trying that one.
So it's, you know, yeah. So they're not, like, some places I saw online have them for, like, $60 a gram. But I think that's, like, the medical-only ones. That kind of medicinal. I don't, because these are considered medicinal side. I guess everything's medicinal, but these are, like, for medicinal purposes. because it's supposed to relax the entire body. And the whole point of an RSO is actually to be indica, because the indica is the body, not the mind. I don't know, I'm high as fucking shit. I don't know what we're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about. You started talking about a $60 one, explaining why it was $60, but you didn't explain why.
Oh. I don't know why
you
they're
just
$60.
Went into
they're
that,
just.
They're all medicinal.
They are all medicinal. I'm torched.
Are you gonna reheat it?
Oh, fuck.
I can finish it.
Yeah. Hold on. I lost control of.
I prefer to do edibles.
Shit.
Because smoking does kind of hurt my throat.
I need a chill song. No.
No.
High grade. All right.
No.
No? All right, we'll sit here and just keep going.
Find the perfect song.
Gotta. Okay. Sorry about that. RSOs. Rick Simpson oil. Try it. I haven't really noticed a difference in the percentages, because I got a variety of percentages, and the 70% one feels just like the 84% one. So, kind of go by flavor, like Hellfire. That sounds like where I want to be. So,
and it's kind of funny because Hellfire, it is a little spicy in flavor wise. And when you dab it, too, it's a little spicy.
It's a little, maybe that's, yeah. And it's just, and they're all black. I mean, they are black.
They are black.
And it's just scary.
Yeah. But the taste wasn't too bad with the little candy.
It's, you know, when you dab it, it's kind of like just a slightly hot dab. No matter what temp you have it at, it always tastes like it's burnt.
Well, you said it's already decarboxylated, so maybe you are just burning it.
I mean, you could be, but fuck. All right, so Keith's gonna finish this. We're gonna go to probably prop hunt. Something. If you have any other products that you'd like us to try, I just tried RSO on a whim. No one told me to try it. You can email us at askthisbudcast@gmail.com. You can find me on Instagram at theofficialbudcast. Got some new rollers that I put some pictures on. We can do a whole episode on those. Those are fun.
Yeah, you... Pretty much, you've been trying to see how big you can make it. Made one probably about as big as my face. Or as long as my face, I should say.
I made one that was from the flower. It was from the tip of my finger to the bottom of my palm. And then I had the little crutch. And yeah, I went through that and took me an hour and a half. Yeah, so anyway, follow us on that, email us, see what we need to try. You're looking confused.
Oh, I was checking out the lion dude.
Yeah. Catch us next time.
Weird to see.